Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. And this morning we're talking about the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. Katie Riddle is with us this morning. Katie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is a beautiful day, and had a little rain here and there for the past few days. That's always good.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us what's happening at the Chamber of Commerce.
Sure. Well, as you know, Bart, at the Chamber of Commerce, we hope to drive the economic development force of our community and a quality of life for all residents of Rutherford County. So we have some exciting things coming up. We have started a series of business before hours. You're familiar with our popular business after hours. Well, this one is before work. And the next one coming up is July 26th. It's from 7:30 to 9, and MTSU is the host. It's going to be held at the MTSU Hall of Fame, and the cool thing about this event is that attendees will be able to go on exclusive tours of the new Jeff Hendricks Stadium Club.
Ah, okay.
So I know that will be something that people are looking forward to, and everybody that attends is encouraged to wear your Blue Raider blue.
Absolutely. And the date on that once again?
Absolutely. It's July 26th, and that's from 7:30 to 9. All of our events are available for both members and non-members. This one, the member price is $5, and it's $15 for non-members.
Now, how do you become a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
That's an excellent question. And the good thing about the Chamber is that every single Friday at 8:30 in the morning and 2:30 in the afternoon, our membership team holds something called Chamber 101 Orientation. This is both for new members who have just joined and want to know how to take advantage of their chamber membership, and it's also for people thinking about joining but not really knowing what all is involved and what advantages there are to being a chamber member. So anybody can attend that.
Oh.
In addition, you can always go to our website, and that's rutherfordchamber.org, and there's a join tab there. Or if you want to talk to somebody or request a meeting, please feel free to give us a call. That number is 893-6565.
Now, let's say somebody new to town is joining the chamber. What kind of benefits are there for being a chamber member?
Yes, and this is a question we get a lot. The main thing about a chamber membership is the connections and the networking opportunities you're going to have. And that's what I think that very successful chamber members do, is they make these meaningful connections with businesses and other either business owners or heads of business, and they really make these connections that make their business grow. And not only are they networking, but they're learning from one another. We have another series that's called Chamber University, and what it does is it gives professional development opportunities in a really affordable way. Our next one is on August 21st, and the topic is about effective team management. A lot of these topics can be applied to different types of businesses. That's the goal. The last one that we had was all about social media, and that can be kind of daunting to some folks. So we had a panel of people that talked about successes that they've had, and then people in the audience were really encouraged to take what they learned and apply it to their particular business.
Ah, okay. So all of these things are happening, and it helps you not only do networking but improve your business skills by being a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
Well, let's say you're a brand new person and you're thinking about starting a new business and are not even at the point of being in business yet. Can the Chamber help you there?
The Chamber is actually very fortunate because on our second floor is the Tennessee Small Business Development Center, and that's their job, to help small businesses. So they oversee a series of workshops, classes, counseling that provide the information somebody needs to understand what all is involved in starting a small business and what resources are available to make that small business successful.
Now, if you are wanting to learn more about the Chamber, how can they do that? Just call you?
Absolutely. Either way, we are available, of course, online, and that's rutherfordchamber.org. You can always call us, 893-6565. And if anybody wanted to check out our calendar events on our website, you are always welcome to attend, and again, whether you're a Chamber member or not.
Okay. So these are just things that help you by being a member of the chamber. And I think a lot of people don't realize how large our chamber is here.
That's right. That's right. We have over 1,700 members. So we're very grateful to have such a large membership and such an active one, too.
Mm-hmm. This puts us, I think, what is it, second or third largest in the entire state?
Yes, third largest, yes.
And we're not the third largest city, I don't think, so.
Right, right, exactly. So that says
shows
a lot.
A lot of people are interested in working together to make things even better. And another part of the Chamber of Commerce is Destination Rutherford, which certainly works hard to make things better for the community. Tell us a little about Destination Rutherford while we're learning more about the Chamber.
Sure. Destination Rutherford is an organization, part of the Chamber, and its job is really to drive economic development. So things like the conference center, that probably wouldn't be here without Destination Rutherford. Amazon, that probably wouldn't be coming to our city without Destination Rutherford. So it is the driving force. It allows people from the chamber and other officials to go to things like the big shopping center conference in Las Vegas, where we can market Rutherford County as the place to be and to do your business.
And you're able to really attract a lot of new businesses who have been keeping... I mean, Rutherford County is certainly not a secret any longer.
That's right. Yeah, you're exactly right. And I forgot to mention, but we are, like anybody else, we're also on Facebook. So if you want to check out photos from events, check out upcoming stuff, some articles of interest, the address, it's facebook.com and then /RUCOChamber. And okay. So make sure you like us, because that's what everybody likes these days.
We want to be your friend.
Exactly.
So just all sorts of ways that the Chamber of Commerce can help you. And they are there to do that. That's a service organization. And one thing I think a lot of people don't stop and think about is one of our strongest areas is the tourism area. We don't have to build roads and schools for those people. They come and visit, spend their money, and then they move on somewhere else. The Chamber of Commerce is right there at the door of the community to show visitors how to get different places.
You're exactly right. And the doors are open because that first floor of the chamber building, and if anybody listening hasn't been, we encourage you to stop by and see us. That whole first floor is a visitor center. And that's what it's for. It's kind of a welcome mat to the community. It's beautiful, if I do say so myself. Has all your brochures, has a touch screen for lodging and dining opportunities. And we also have a gift shop. And so Rutherford County Keepsakes is the gift shop inside that first floor. And we have a lot of local artists that are featured and novelists and a lot of great stuff. So it's kind of a secret still. Rutherford County is out there, but the gift shop is still, for whatever reason, a little bit of a secret. So stop on by and get some stuff. We'd love to see you.
You know, if you're looking for a birthday present or when the Christmas season comes around, or a Christmas gift, the gift shop is a great place for gifts locally. I mean, you don't have to be a tourist to
Absolutely.
Enjoy the gifts.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Yes.
And those are all hometown gifts, so to speak. And that's one of the great things about tourism. Everybody wants to take back something that is from where they visited.
Exactly.
And you can do it. Hometown Rutherford County crafts and goodies and all sorts of things.
That's exactly right. And people are also noticing the tourism things that we're doing. Murfreesboro was just named number 5 in the top 10 list of soccer cities by livability.com. And that was based on the best soccer programs and facilities, quality park systems, recreational amenities. And as you know, we have all of those.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really exciting. I think soccer is something that is becoming more and more popular in Rutherford County. And we have such great facilities that it was really nice to be recognized nationally for that.
Very definitely. And I think while we're talking about soccer, I've heard a lot of people debating, is it getting popular like it is in Europe and South America? That's not what we're talking about. talking about. We're talking about youth soccer.
You're exactly right. Yes.
I mean, we're
yes.
not talking about professional soccer.
Not yet.
I mean, once you get this interest in the game, the rest will come. But the game soccer is a phenomenal way for young people to learn teamwork.
That's exactly right. And to get that fitness initiative at a young age and to be able to work together and just, you know, that's the power of being on a team. And I think throughout life we're on different teams all the time, so mm-hmm. it's great to learn at a young age.
So that's one of the strengths of soccer and how it really is drawing more people to our community. Well,
absolutely.
That big tournament that we had recently, how many people there? There were thousands.
Yes, absolutely.
Here.
And the economic impact, as you know, was in the millions. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, like you said, don't realize the power of tourism. But just how you described it, people yeah. come in, they spend their money, and they leave. And we really reap a ton of benefits from that. And we have such an active convention and visitors bureau. And we're so fortunate that is part of our Chamber of Commerce. In other communities, it's separate. And because it's part of our Chamber of Commerce, we work together so well. And they just do a wonderful, wonderful job.
It started out as being a way to attract some of the smaller conventions that Nashville really was not prepared to handle. But we seem to have been started to attract the larger conventions as well. I mean, they're choosing Murfreesboro as their destination as opposed to Nashville.
You're exactly right. And I think if you try to plan a meeting at the convention center and look at their schedule and see how booked they are, it's very exciting mm-hmm. to see what the need is. And I think you're right. I think it started as kind of an overflow, and it's not anymore. Rutherford County is a place on the map all its own.
Very definitely. Now, one other thing, too, that while we're talking about the community, and I think this is an interesting bit of history about the community, and the Chamber is very much a part of it. Back during some earlier census periods, there were studies to determine whether or not Rutherford County was indeed its own metro statistical area. And I think we had the numbers and the lifestyle and the patterns, traffic patterns, to be considered that. But the Chamber decided, well, we probably would benefit more by being a part of Nashville. And so this is now called the Nashville-Murfreesboro Metro Statistical Area. I mean, it's not, you go into some other cities like Atlanta or Chattanooga or Knoxville. Those are the Atlanta MSA or
right.
the Chattanooga. Murfreesboro and Rutherford County are so much a part of this that the government even recognizes it and says, you're the Nashville-Murfreesboro Metro Statistical Area. That speaks volumes to a lot of businesses.
You're exactly right. And I think Murfreesboro gets a lot of press, of course, and a lot of attention, but there are such great things happening in both Smyrna and Laverne as well.
Well, it's the whole county.
Absolutely, yes. So, at the Chamber, we always try to remember that we have Eagleville, Smyrna, Laverne, and Murfreesboro, and that's another great thing. We all work together, and we're so fortunate to have such great elected officials that work with us to market the area and bring folks to town, both businesses and visitors.
And right now, this weekend, starting tomorrow, as a matter of fact, the Sons of Confederate soldiers are gathering here in town for their reunion, the first mm-hmm. time they have chosen Murfreesboro as their big meeting place. And I think 1,200 members are going to be here. They're going to have reenactments over at Oakland's and over at the Sam Davis home mm-hmm. and just all around, including the historic raid of Nathan Bedford Forrest on our courthouse.
That's right.
So just if you like varieties of things to do, you can find them. You have that going on this weekend. You have Uncle Dave Macon Days.
Right.
You have United Way's Red, White, and mm-hmm. Blues.
Mm-hmm.
We're not at a loss of things to. The problem nowadays is which one are we going to do?
That's exactly right. Which is a good problem to have.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. The Convention and Visitors Bureau also has their own separate website, and that it's really directed at visitors. It's called ReadySetRutherford.com. Mm-hmm. It has lodging options, dining options. But even if you're not a visitor, it's just really interesting to see that spotlight on your community with articles of interest, or maybe there are things that you just didn't know were here. And it's just a great thing to check out and see what's out there, and you might be surprised. You might find something you'd love to do and you didn't know it existed.
Now, what is that website again?
Absolutely. It's ReadySetRutherford.com.
Okay, ReadySetRutherford.com. And check that out and find out from the visitors' viewpoint. And sometimes you may not have been to some of these things that are right here in the area, too. Some of them just within 5, 10, 15 minutes from where you are right now.
Exactly. And it's also a great community calendar, both on the Chamber website and the Ready, Set, Rutherford site. So you know about Uncle Dave Macon Days and mm-hmm. the Sons of Confederate, a reunion that is going on, and if you want to partake in those things, most of the time you're more than welcome.
Now, once again, before we wrap up this morning, how can people get in touch with the Chamber and learn more and become a member of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce?
Three ways. You can go to our website, and that's rutherfordchamber.org. You can call us and either talk to somebody on our membership team or request a meeting. And that number is 893-6565. Or you can just stop in the Visitor Center. We are located at 3050 Medical Center Parkway, and we would love to see you. Thank you so much, Bart.
Okay, it was great having you with us, Katie. And thanks for joining us, and we'll look forward to hearing more of the exciting things happening with the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. And don't forget, just all sorts of activities going on as a part of our chamber. And if you're not a part of that, you're missing out on something. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Much more to come.
The Braves have been right here since 1981. This is Don Sutton, and you're listening to WGNS Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro is the number one volume dealer in Middle Tennessee. See the brand new Ford Fusion Hybrid today. The Fusion has an electric motor powered by an innovative nickel metal hydride battery for reliable service that won't leave you stranded. The Fusion comes with a 2.5-liter Duratec i4 engine or your choice of two powerful V6 engines. Ford of Murfreesboro is on Broad Street at the Northfield intersection, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We have had a bit of congestion in Murfreesboro. 04 Parkway at Chapin Drive, 04 Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. We've also got coming into Midtown Nashville, I-24, very slow around the Bell Road exit. Also, I-40 over coming in from the Wilson County area. Very slow traffic this morning because of an accident there at Stewart's Ferry Pike. Las Palmas Mexican Restaurant's been voted the best Mexican restaurant since 1990. Stop by for lunch or dinner online at LasPalmasMXRest.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Showers and storms are likely for today. Mainly cloudy skies, a high of 87. Tonight, showers and storm chances continue, low of 71. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber.
Right now, 72. I'm Steve Smith at First National Bank, Murfreesboro. Our people are different from others. We give the personal service. We're here to answer the telephone. We're just personal hometown banking at First National Bank, Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
Stay ahead of severe weather. Get breaking news and local sports scores first. This is Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. We sponsor text alerts from WGNSradio.com. Look for the sign-up link on the homepage. It's a free service.
Since the day that she fell in the bruise, it just won't go away. So she sits and she wings with her mother and dad.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And we're going to be talking next about things that are of interest to you. Absolutely, to you. Y-O-U. And our number is 893-1450 if you'd like to join us in conversation this morning. 893-1450. Did the rain that we've had help a whole lot at your place? And I know the yards are starting to look a little greener. Things are getting better. And like to see what kind of things that you have noticed. 893-1450 is our number. One thing, too, have you noticed more of the wild animals, the animals that I really consider as being wild, like hawks and coyotes and things of that sort? They seem to be coming in closer to civilization and getting water. And I mean, if you have a bird bath or something like that, you might see a hawk in that bird bath getting just like you would a robin or something. But you look out and you say, oh my goodness, what is that? It just seems like there's more of that going on. Have you noticed that? 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. And I think I mentioned earlier a friend had a shepherd's hook out in their yard. You know what that is, the thing you stick in the ground. And on that shepherd's hook, they had a bird feeder, one of the tubular bird feeders. And they said that they saw a hawk trying to sit on the bird feeder to get bird seed. So, you know, I guess the drought conditions were affecting that too. One of the other things that has been impacted by the drought conditions, the use of the pool at Sportscom, the outdoor pool, the new water park over there, the Borough Beach, that has increased dramatically. I mean, warm weather and water go hand in hand. 893-1450 is our phone number. And what about fishing? Any of you try fishing? Do you have some good luck with that? Are the fish biting on these hot days? Does that affect it any? Does it affect the way you fish? 893-1450 is our number. And if you have any things you'd like to share with us, just let us know. 893-1450 in the years past. Well, we're hearing all this about how hot it is and how we're breaking records and what have you. Do you think there's anything to the warming cycles? Do you think that we really are in global warming? You think that is possible? 893-1450. But now I can tell you, I can remember periods back in the early to mid-50s when we did have hot weather, similar to what we're seeing now. In fact, some of these temperatures that we're having now broke the records that were set back in the early 50s. I'm not talking about breaking them by a huge amount, by maybe a degree or two, but they did break those records. But now those were years when we did not have air conditioning. And so I'm wondering, have we become different now that we have air conditioning? Do you remember not having an air conditioner? I'm just curious. If you remember not having an air conditioner, what did you do to stay cool? Did you think about it? Maybe that's it. Maybe if we didn't have them, didn't know what they were like, maybe we wouldn't think about it, and you'd have a fan And you just thought that that's the way it is? It's summertime. And I guess really if you go back far enough, back to the days when Oakland's mansion was a thriving plantation, they had those huge windows. You see the windows there. They're almost like doors. Huge, tall windows. And they would open those up. Open them up wide and let that fresh air come through. I wonder when they did that. You know the dogs would come in. I wonder if birds, what have you got into the house as well? Did you ever have a bird get into, a wild bird, get into your house? Just, have the doors open and the bird came through. And then I think there was a time, and some of you may have heard this before. Let us know if you've heard stories about this. I doubt any of you would remember this. When we didn't have grass on the yards and people would sweep the yards to make them look better. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. And those were days also when we had wells. Yeah, had a lot of wells. Still do have some wells today, but not as many as we used to. Would we be better off with wells, I wonder? We're always worried about running out of water and not having the water supply to serve the people. People didn't worry about that when you had wells, I guess. That's your own source of water. But they were all tied together. I mean, you have these underground tributaries. And that's probably also why we're starting to see so many brick homes today have cracks in the walls. With the dry conditions we've had, the earth, the water under the earth in the tributaries, the cavernous tributaries, tributaries under the earth, that water level is going down, and that water level is what is holding the earth up. So as that starts to sink, you start having some cracks. So maybe with rain, that level of water will go up again. And the cracks will go away because the earth pushes everything back up again. 893-1450. What would you like to talk about this morning? 893-1450. We're open up the line for you this morning. 893-1450. And maybe you'd like to share some thoughts on health insurance. Do you prefer the national health insurance that's proposed? You think that'll work? 893-1450. What do you think about that? The national health insurance. Yeah, I'm wondering, somebody has to pay for it. You can't just say, well, there it is. Let's do it. Who is going to pay for it? 893-1450. I mean, that money would go to pay hospitals and doctors and people who make medicines. Somebody has to pay for that. It's sort of like any other kind of industry, I guess. Somebody has to pay the bill. And who is going to do that? 893-1450. I mean, sure, you can say, yeah, everybody. I'd like to see everybody have free health insurance or government health insurance. But who will pay for it? 893-1450. Like to get your input on that, your thoughts. You think it's a good idea, bad idea? You just neutral on the idea. What are your thoughts on that? 893-1450. So we got on the table this morning the birds and the wildlife that seems to be becoming more friendly, at least encroaching on our way of life. Have you noticed that? We also are talking a little about the drought conditions, and also on the table this morning is national life insurance. Are you for it or against it? While you're putting your thoughts together, the number to call is 893-1450. 893-1450. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 893-1450.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Showers and storms are likely for today, mainly cloudy skies, a high of 87. Tonight, showers and storm chances continue, low of 71. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 72.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS, Murfreesboro. Hey, call a friend right now. Spread that news.
Did you hear that on the radio?
I heard it.
It's almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me.
Hey, welcome back.
I can feel how much you love me.
Tell you what, I'm going to give you some tickets now for the next few callers who call in with your thoughts. 893-1450. I'm going to give you a ticket. Each person who calls, I'll give you a ticket to the Uncle Dave Macon Days, which comes up Friday. Yeah, starts Friday. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. 893-1450 for the next few callers. I'll give you a ticket to Uncle Dave Macon Days. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bart?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I was calling about the National Health Insurance. I think it has its pros and cons both ways, I guess, about with any federal government program that they try. I think it would be great if all people could have health insurance. I think it'd also be great if all of them could pay for it. I think if we watch how we do our income tax at the end of the year, the people that get the health insurance or food stamps or assistance off the government, that ought to be taken back, I feel like, out of their income tax at the end of the year. It's not right that people get a claim all that, and then at the end of the year, they get another $8,000, $10,000 back. The more children they have, the more money they get back.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the taxpayers are paying it, it needs to be put back into the fund. I also have feelings as far as people on disability. I think they hand that out like candy anymore. My back hurts every day. I've got a friend of mine, she draws disability because of her back. Well, I've been working since I was 16. I've never had any federal assistance. I've had 2 to 3 jobs, and I've managed fine. But I think if we turn our insurance over to the government, it would just give them more right to decide on what people get what medicine and what age limit. If you're 70 years old and you have cancer, maybe they feel like, well, it'd be a waste of money to treat that person with chemo. And I'm afraid that's how our government's going to go, with communism, if that happens.
Ooh, that's a scary thought to think about. You don't want them to decide whether or not you live or die. I mean, that's
exactly
what it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very good. I have your phone number and everything down, so just come by the radio station and pick up your ticket to the Uncle Dave Macon Days. Have you been to that before, by the way?
I have, and we've had a really great time. It's something that Rutherford County, offers that's great, and I recommend anybody that hadn't been to go, because it is something nice to see, and it's a good family entertainment.
Very definitely. Well, it's good to talk with you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bart.
You have a great day. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450 as you call and join us this morning. We have a few tickets to give away, at least as long as I have some. I'll give everybody who calls a ticket to Uncle Dave Macon Days. Let's go to this other line here. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Hi there. Hi.
Doing just fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
I just think when a person's working,
and let's say they get ready to retire and they quit, and they have to go get health insurance, then when they go in there, if they say they've got something on their insurance, like they take cholesterol medicine, so they get insurance with this company. Well, they'll put on their cholesterol and put a rider on that policy. So then if you go to the hospital and have surgery and have to clean your arteries out and have cholesterol in them, or you have to have a bypass or something like that, they won't pay anything on it because they call it a rider. So really you're paying a lot of insurance money for a lot of things for nothing when they put those riders on it. I think they should not be able to put riders on people's insurance. Because you go to pay for insurance, you don't go up there to pay for partial of it. And I thought when they put a rider on it, you had to pay your deductible. After you pay your deductible, that you pay on your deductible, it doesn't even go towards your deductible.
That's interesting. Cause as you mentioned that, I was thinking about that announcement that Doran Claiborne has on the radio, where he talks about if you go to Mexico ever as a tourist, the insurance there that you buy, people buy insurance going in there for their automobile, and they think that they're getting insured. And he said sometimes the riders say that this is only good if your accident happens within a 25-mile distance of the border and does not include a native Mexican. I mean, that's worthless.
anytime you get a rider like that on your insurance, they will not pay. And it's just like not having insurance on that stuff. So, I mean, what you're getting insurance because you want to pay for insurance because in case you get sick, you're paying, but you're going to get the benefit.
Yeah, very.
They really need to do something about that right there that really needs to come off of everybody.
Okay. Let me ask you, have you ever been to Uncle Dave Making Days?
I have. It's really nice. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, and what have you enjoyed most about it as you look back over the years? What brings you back each time?
Well, I just like the music and seeing people I hadn't seen in a long time.
Yeah, you got it. That's what it's all about. Come by the station, and I have a ticket for you, and I have this number that you called on as your identifier.
Okay. All right, appreciate it.
You have a great day. Bye-bye. Let's go to another line. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Just fine. Is that me?
That is you, and I don't have an identifier on you for some reason.
I just gave you my name. Is that okay?
Yeah, let me get to just your first...
I turned my house phone off, so I went to a cell phone.
Okay, let me just get your first name.
Okay, Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A.
Okay, Sonya, how are you today?
All right. Is it true that if you don't have the health insurance, and at the end of the year, when you file your taxes, that you get a tax bill? Or how do you get fined for not having insurance? I heard from G. Gordon Liddy, if you don't have insurance, it's going to be $750 penalty. And he said most people are going to prefer to pay the penalty than have the insurance.
That sounds like true? The insurance. I don't know. He would be more in tune with that. He's in Washington.
Right.
Keeping the pulse on that. So
He said for young people, they would prefer to probably go ahead and pay the $750 than the $5,000, $10,000 for the health insurance.
Yeah, that's a possibility, I would think, because they think it's gambling, I guess, in a way. You're thinking, well, I'm not going to need that. Can I better use the $5,000 or $10,000? Can I better use that, or would I be better off just paying the penalty? And if you have large numbers doing that, then you have the only ones paying are the older persons who are going to be using it. Mm-hmm. And that'll cause the thing to go broke.
Right.
If everybody's using it, if you pay $10,000 and take out $20,000, it doesn't take too long to run up a bill at the hospital. It's way over
$20,000.
So
that's true.
I mean, it won't work if that's
you're going to be in debt you're going to be taking out more than what you're putting in.
Yeah, common sense would tell you that.
That's what the government does now.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, have you ever been to Uncle Dave Making Days?
Been every year since it started.
All right. Okay, so
I
you remember...
I dancing it, but then I got older and stopped dancing. Yeah. Well, I still dance, just don't do the competitions.
So you did the buck dancing.
Oh, yes. I had to earn my shoes. I had to go to Fred's and buy my first pair of cap shoes.
Ah.
When so, he was on the square.
So were you a part of the Cripple Creek Cloggers?
No.
Okay.
My cousins were, but we never joined. We know of them. My cousin Andy Harrell and them, they do all that.
Yeah, because that group, they travel all the time.
Right, yes.
That's pretty neat. Well, Sonia, come by the station, and we have a ticket for you for Uncle Dave Making Days.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a
blessed day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
893-1450. We're talking about whatever is on your mind this morning, 893-1450, whether it be Uncle Dave Making Days or whether it be national insurance. Birds out there, are you noticing more birds doing things that the tamer ones, you know, did? Like instead of the robin in your bird bath, are you noticing things like hawks in the bird bath? 893-1450 is our number. We will continue the conversation in just a moment. Stay with us.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
This is Sheila from Ryan Flowers and Gifts. We've been here in Murfreesboro for over 70 years. If you ever need anything for any particular occasion, please give us a call. We have items starting out at $35 for your funeral needs. We also have your tapestries, your angels, churches, books of love for anything that you may need for that special loved one who has passed on. Ryan's Flowers and Gifts is located at 117 South Academy Street. Our phone number, 615-893-7134.
Murfreesboro owned. Murfreesboro proud. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. And as you call today, I have a ticket for you to Uncle Dave Making Days. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
I just want to ask a question about the Supreme Court ruling on that health court bill. And I've never known any bill, any law that the Supreme Court uphold or not uphold to be overturned by any legislative body, anybody. Is it? Can that be done?
Well, I think just... I was wondering why they said that this was against the Constitution. The Supreme Court said that, but they said that it can be determined, it can be looked at as a tax. And I'm thinking, that sounds like they didn't, you know, they're playing the political game too, it looked like. They're trying to, some people are going to be happy with the decision, some people are going to be unhappy, so they're trying to say, we're staying right down the middle on this, but we're going to call it a tax. We're saying that it's against the Constitution to require you to do this, but it's not against the Constitution if you call it a tax. And I think if you call it a tax, then Congress can remove it. And they're talking about, I heard that on the news this morning, they're talking again about removing the tax. So unfortunately, it just seems like we're playing a game.
I was understanding it was a penalty, but it came up under the tax reform law.
Well, now the penalty is if you don't, if this is let stand and it goes into effect, the penalty is if you don't buy it. And the previous caller had said there was a $750 penalty or something like that, and I'm not aware of the exact amount. But the insurance would cost several thousand dollars, or if you don't have it, you'd have a penalty that you'd have to pay.
If you can't afford it and don't have it.
I don't think they ask if you can afford it or not. They say you have to buy it, and if you don't buy it, you get that penalty.
But that's what it is. It's the affordable
law. It's a tax, I guess. You know, okay. We can call them penalties and everything, but when people have to have them, I mean, if you have to pay it, it's a tax. Don't you think that? Or it's hard to, you know, a tax is something that is imposed on you. If you're going down the road and you're on a toll road and they charge you to go on this nice new road, that's a tax. If you get charged so much every time you fill up your car with gasoline, and the money that's charged goes to the government, that's a tax. And they do that. We have so many taxes, I guess we don't think about it sometimes.
Well, okay. Thank you for your response.
Thank you for calling. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You do the same.
893-1450, just friends talking to friends. That's what this is. Who knows what's right and what's wrong. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
But I was just listening about this insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been hearing is if you can afford it and don't get it, then there will be a penalty enforced on you. But it's going to be affordable for all of us who really can't afford the insurance as it is now, and there will be insurance that we can afford under this law.
I know insurance is very expensive now. I mean, it's ridiculous now.
Yes, so. It is. I mean, because I lost my job March 3rd, 2010, and I'm 64 years old. I have not had insurance since then, and that's it's just unattainable. It's just horrible, you know.
And when you get, you know, if you have to go to the hospital, first of all, you think twice about going for medical help, and then when you go, you put that off till the last minute, and sometimes it's too late then.
Well, so. It is, and do you know that I got into this problem May 30th of last year, and my heart was in bad shape, and I didn't know what to do, and finally, I went out to MTSU, and I thank the Lord for them every day now, because they accepted me in that ER with no insurance, and the doctor assured me that everything was going to be all right, whether I could pay or whether I couldn't, and that kind of helped me.
We're in a community where people do care. Thank you for sharing that. All of you, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.